Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, if you can't be excited for this week's show, I just don't think there's a pulse left in your body, because this is as up Rick Preuss's alley as anything that we've ever covered on this show, and that's a pretty big statement.
Yep, well, this should be a good week, so... we've got some celebrities in the industry, that's the fish industry, on the show today, and it's going to be an exciting show.
Absolutely. And when we say celebrities, these folks have really created a splash, pun intended, for the aquarium industry over the last 5 weeks since their show started on Animal Planet. And the people we're talking about are Wade King and his wife Heather, the stars of the TV show Tank on Animal Planet, where, if I'm not mistaken, if I watch it, I'm going to see during the commercial break a big picture of you, Mr. Preuss. So yeah. It's partially your show, too.
Yeah, well, we're happy to sponsor it. We're getting great feedback here in the store from the show, and people that are actually inspired to set up a 10-gallon aquarium, which is really fantastic. I thought when the show got started that maybe because it's all about big tanks, that, you know, people might be coming in and wanting to do unrealistic tanks. Not even necessarily unrealistic, but, you know, maybe out of the price budget. But It hasn't been that way at all. I think it really excites just the average individual to kind of like, let's get a fish tank. I didn't really think about that. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And the way they allow fish tanks to kind of rally around people's lives and how important those tanks are to their lives, that's what I've really enjoyed in watching the show.
Right. Well, and one of the neat things, too, that may be causing people to not necessarily always have to go big is the fact that the technology is evolving so much from how it used to be to where they've got such great lighting, such great filtration systems, that now you can have corals in even a very small tank.
Yeah,
and you can have a lot of really cool things in there.
I think we have. It's like a 1 or 2 gallon tank. It's called the spec tank, and it's got a neat little filter in the back, but it's meant to just look sweet. And we actually have mushroom corals and little leather corals growing in that little tank, and works out fine if that's what you're after, you know. But yeah, to each his own and to each his budget. So we try to kind of fill all of that.
Right. But if you think about it, because when I got into fish tanks, I had a dorm room. And that was pretty much two of us living in a glorified phone booth. And bottom line is, when you can still have a fish tank in there because of the really cool little tanks that you're describing, it becomes your little refuge inside your very constrained and cramped world. And that's important. People need that outlet.
Yeah, we had, when I was in the dorms back many years ago, I think it was back in the early 80s, let's put it that way. And I had a hexagon-shaped tank, about 27 gallons, set it up. It was just this really nice piece of driftwood with holes through it, and then fish swimming in and around that. My room was, anyhow, the center of attention. I mean, whenever there was a lot of activity and a lot of parties and whatnot going on along the dorm, you know, when people wanted to kind of just have an opportunity to escape or just a place to just kind of casually have conversation, they'd migrate to my room and just kind of watch the tank.
Right. Well, and that's a neat thing about what Wade and Heather and Brett, Heather's brother and Wade's partner, have done with ATM and with the show Tanked, is they're showing how you can just create all of these different wonderful environments that go on to dominate the space that they're in. And it just, it changes the world, because you'll see these before and after You can't even imagine this is the same space because it so dramatically changes the worldview of everybody in that space. It really is an unbelievable accomplishment of what they're doing. And then you add that New York personality to the whole thing and the fact that they're a family. Oh, you can relate to this, a family in business together that is in the pet business. Sometimes you're going to have some interesting conversations.
Yeah,
that comes up. So,
being a family, I can appreciate watching the show because it just kind of gets back home. We may not have the New York frame of mind, but we have a colorful perspective to look at. And as a result of that, you know, we all have our opinions and ideas on how the store should run or what we should do or how we should do it. And the way you actually go forward is everybody has to be heard out, you know, heard out. So, that's very fun to watch in that particular show. As far as the aquariums that they do, they're a very big picture kind of group. You know, somebody that wants to do the big production, you know, this is the company that you call to have come out and do it. You know, we certainly have that particular, to some extent, some of that, we kind of tread the same waters.
Right.
But at the same time, they happen to have the ability to build 6,000-gallon tanks instead of 600-gallon tanks. They have the ability to kind of project off of years and years of experience of building 10,000-gallon aquariums, you know. So they have some experience that is great to have in our overall global marketplace. And it's amazing how they cover the show at making, you know, getting to the really important point. It's not about the mechanics of just making a fish tank. Because you could easily see where a show could get pretty boring.
Right.
Because it's, you know, what is it about making a fish tank? By the time you're on the third show, you're like, okay, well, I get the idea. You put these two panels together. No, that's nothing about it.
No.
And the good news is they focused out on the point. These lives that are changed, you know, whether it's the mermaid display, you know, or the ship with the young boy, you know, or the mobster tank and theme tank. You know, they got it going.
Right. Well, but at the same time, a lot of people don't realize that with your operation at Pruce, you do have Pruce Aquatic Innovations, which is a division of your company that does do this kind of work, albeit on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting to see. I just haven't seen the same kind of interaction between you and your staff that I have seen between them and their staff. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I will definitely say the interaction is a little bit different, and that's part of where the entertainment and the charm of the show comes about, because they certainly are big on practical jokes, and while the HR department probably isn't a big fan of things like that, in a family business, sometimes you can do that, and it leads to some interesting adventures, and it's all a part of the, really the attraction of what it is that they're doing with the show.
Yeah, Brett Shue. You know, in the mobster tank, you know, and he just took it off and it's like, okay, we're using your shoe, you know, and it, that was hilarious.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. So it's going to be an interesting conversation. But before we get to it, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the rules of thumb in terms of building and planning these aquariums with our actual in-house expert, Mr. Rick Bruce, right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady.